council. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Itmar. We saw last time Sunday we were talking about why would you need lifnei shloisha if it's the mandam of Nikiyum. Rashi says because Kiyum Shtaris is Bishloisha. The Ritva says because Kabbalas Eidos. The Ritva asked the question, what's the difference? Maishnahach or Maishnahasa? We'll get back to that. Akoponim. Frekti Gemara of Atizbra of Amr Yishub and Levi Amr Lefishayim Akim Lashmai B'yechon Amr Lefishayim Mitzuyim Lekaimoy. But the fact from the Gemara, the previous Gemara before, so Rabbi Yishub and Levi was the one who holds the Lefishayim Akim Lashmai. That would mean that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds the Lefishayim Mitzuyim Lekaimoy. V'alcha heichi kamer Rabbi Yochanan v'nei shnayim. And over here, how could Rabbi Yochanan say they have to give it in front of two? V'loyda Rabbi Slei Derava. And aside from that, Rabbi Slei Derava. So this whole thing doesn't make sense. El lekuli yama b'ina edim mitzuyim lekaimoy. Everyone really holds you need edim that are mitzuyim lekaimoy. V'ochav eshlech nasa ed v'id nasa daim kamiflegi. Says the Gemara, what are they? I really ever hold you should need three. If it's edim mitzuyim lekaimoy, therefore you should need three. V'ochav eshlech nasa ed v'id nasa daim kamiflegi. Mandam v'nei shnayim kasav eshlech nasa ed v'id nasa daim. The one who holds in front of two, who the Gemara said before was Rabbi Yochanan. He holds shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayan. So if you give it in front of two, how many people do you have on your bez then?
Really three.
Because your eid becomes your third. Mandam afne gimel kasav shliach nasa eid ve'ein eid nasa dayan. So therefore you have to give it in front of three and all you have three in your bez then. Says the Gemara v'kaimelon v'durabonon eid nasa dayan. I we passing that by midurabonon's eid is nasa dayan. So how could you have machloikas? El ha'cha b'ha'cha miflegi. So the machloikas over here is a special machloikas in our case. Why is that? The marriage of a kivin to isha k'sher lo havis as a getzim and the ma'isi lo itzah the samchir lo. Because the one that holds that over here, you're going to need three. It's because we can't rely on the aid being the dayan. Because sometimes this aid is going to be possible to be a dayan. When is that? It's an isha. If an isha brings the get, she could be an aid, but she can't be a dayan. Therefore, we're afraid of that happening. Therefore, we pass all Adim from being a dayan, always you always need three dayanim, and the other person, the other man, wants isha meida yediyah v'lo samchi alo. Woman, she knows, and we know about it. We're not going to be semach on her, and therefore, in the case when she's not a woman, we could give it in front of two because the shliach can also be an aid and a dayan. This is the Gemara. So the Gemara over here, it says that basically the whole shayla whether two or three is only a machlokes as to whether or not you need it for dayan or not dayan. Comes the Rashba, brings the Bala Iter, and says we're leaving out a very important discussion. Why are we not discussing that you need two because of Edim Asira? Why is there no discussion about Edim Asira over here? It's not just the Bala Iter, the Achroinim actually point this out on Rashi and other places, but it's a Bala Iter. The Bala Iter is one of the Rishayim. The Bala Iter says, you know what? I see from our Gemara that a person can give, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, a person can give a get beinoy lebeina vidayoy. They don't need any Edim present. No Edim Asira. How could it be? You don't need any Edim Asira. Frek the Rashba. What are you talking about? Kaimel and Kerbal Lazar. That Edim Asira karsi. How could you say you don't need Edim Asira? What's Pshan in the Bala Iter? The Chor of the Pshan the Bala Iter is he's holding that being that you have Ede Chasima. The Ede Chasima are going to function in place of or as Ede Masira. We had a Gius of the Rif back on Daf Dalet Amar Aleph that Af Ede Masira Kaiser. But those holds you don't need Ede Masira. You need Ede Masira or Ede Chasima. That's the Chor Klor Pshat in the Bala Iter. So Bala Iter says there's no need for any Edim here. The only need is because of Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimoy, because of you need it for the Bezdin, but Mitzad Edim Mitzuyim you don't need. And the Rashba argues, says the Rashba, no. The reason you need two Edim over here is because you need two Edim because of Edim Mitzuyim. The Gemara is just discussing, do you ever need more than two Edim? Is there a need for more than two? But Avada, your base is two. The minimum is two, and that's because of Edim Mitzuyim. Says the Rashba, that's Pshat the Gemara. You're going to always need two. The question is if you ever need more than two. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says an interesting cheshbon. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe you don't really need two in order to have Eidei Mesira, because the Shliach himself should be able to function as one of the Eidei Mesira. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Enachanami, you need Eidei Mesira, but in order to have Eidei Mesira, how much do you need? Just one aid and the Shliach, and then you have all together two.
The Shliach is giving it in front of the Eidei Mesira. No?
So he can give it in front of himself. The Rabbi Kiva Eger's understanding that just like our Gemara says, Shliach Naseh Aid, so Shliach Naseh Aid. Over here also Shliach Naseh Aid.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Well, Shliach Naseh Aid is talking about whether or not he could say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta afterwards. But over here, we're coming to say, can the Shliach be Eidim L'Kiyume? What Yossi is bothered by, Yossi Jacobs, is that maybe there's a difference between Eidim L'Kiyume and Eidim L'Vrure. No, Rabbi Kiva Eger is suggesting that I could be right now an aid and a Shliach at the same time. The Gemara says I could be a Shliach and also say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. That's Shliach Nasa Eid. But can I be Eidim L'Kiyume and also be involved in the Maisa Gerishin? That we're not sure. Because when the Shliach says B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, he's not the Eidim L'Kiyume on the Gerishin. He's just being made that the get was given Lishma back. It was written Lishma, given, it was signed Lishma back then. So you can be a Shliach now and be an aid on something that happened back then. But can I be simultaneously a Shliach and an aid? That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Who said? Yeah, again, because the Gemara's case of Shliach Nasa Aid is that this Shliach is coming in and he's saying Refanei Nechta, Refanei Nechta. When was he made on Refanei Nechta, Refanei Nechta? Is he being made on something that's happening now, or something that happened previously?
Earlier.
He's giving it, but what's... He's being made on something that happened back then. I saw it be written, I saw it be signed. Now I'm giving it, and I'm telling you about something that happened then. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm right now giving and being made at the same time. I'm being made on the giving. I'm Eidim L'Kiyume, which means I'm being made on the Gerushin that I'm doing. So I'm doing the Shlichus and the Gerushin Bevas Achas. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying. It's the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, therefore, the Choyro, why can't we just have the Shliach also be the Eid? Could be that there's a Chiddush here in Rabbi Kiva Eger, that he could function as Eidim L'Kiyume and the Shliach at the same time. We have to see if we have any Rayas either way about that. But that
so
is...
We always have something like that. We always say that maybe the possible that an Eid of Chassimah could also be an Eid of Chassimah. No, Shliach could also be added on as an Eid of Chassimah. It's not a new concept.
Where did we also see that? Where else did we say that?
I remember.
We spoke about the Sofer being also the aid.
Right.
So I have Sofer for aid. But over here, because the Sofer is not part of the Gerishin. Over here, you're being part of the Gerishin. He is. He's doing the Maisa Gerishin. He's doing the Maisa Gerishin now. The Gerishin is being. Right now. Right now, Bashas that he's doing the Gerishin is also the aid. I'm doing two things at once. Because he's doing what he's being made on. He's not about davar. He's not enough. Okay, well, that we'll have to explore. But the shaila.
Yes, it's still in the
what? No, he's not, because it's not. He's saying the edus. He's not saying the edus. He's just being in the kiyume. He's not saying edus now. Maybe he'll say the edus later. Maybe.
Yeah. But if he acts as the ed, then you lose the svar of maybe.
If he acts as the aid, why? Because not b'fnei shnayim. That's what you mean. Yeah, enachanami. No, because the Rashba is not talking about whether or not he's neman als. Rashba is talking about do you need Eidei Mesira or not? We're talking about before our sugya.
No, I'm talking about
Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'm Rabbi Kiva Eger is just saying, listen, if it's just mitzad Eidei Mesira, let's just talk about the Eidei Mesira din. It's enough to have one. Now you're talking about something else. Can he be made b'fanechta b'fanechta? We're leaving b'fanechta b'fanechta out of it. We're just talking about the Shliach and also doing the Eidei Mesira. Could do both of them at once. Now the Rashba, the Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Baal Itter, they're all talking about the Eidim that you need two here for the Gerushin. Our sugya seems to be talking about something totally different, Rabbi Yisai. Our sugya is talking about the eid is about needing edim for the fanenecht of fanenechtam. We're talking about you need the edim for. Those are two different discussions. One is a discussion about needing edim for the gerushin, which I would say I would break it up as follows. The Rajb was talking about the edim on the Maisa Nesina. The Maisa Nesina needs two edim. Because you need edim on the chalois gerushin. What's that? That happens in the Maisa Nesina. So there's a discussion. Edim lekiyume. Do you need them? Can you use edim chesima? Can you edim esira? Rabbi Kivega says you can use one and one, the shliach and the person. That's all discussion in the gerushin. Our sugya is a whole different discussion. It's about edim on the fanenecht of fanenechtam.
On
the amira of the shliach.
What's
that's not on the chalois gerushin. So why is the Rajba mixing these two things together? Azoy frekt the Rabbi Avram Erlinger, Rabbi Yisrael, Birkas Avram. Baruch ato Adonai, Elohim HaMelech Olam, Shachol V'yeh B'dvarim.
What's that mirror doing, Keith?
I'll bring out the question a little bit better. This is the way Rabbi Avram Erlinger brings out the question. What would be if you have Edom that hear b'fanenechtam and don't see the Nesina? What would be if you have Edom that see the Nesina and don't hear b'fanenechtam? It's going to be strange, says Rabbi Avram Erlinger, because when do you say b'fanenechtam? When you give it. Okay, but it's possible. There are times that people space out for a minute, they don't see, they don't hear, could not see the Nesina, but you heard b'fanenechtam, you cannot hear b'fanenechtam and see the Nesina. It's possible. So what? So the Gemara is discussing how many I need for what? For which one? Why is the Rajma is a question, or the Baal Yitter, it only says you need two because of that. What about because of this? But it's two different discussions.
It
should work if you have each separate one. So then why is it Bechal the same discussion? Brings Rebbe from Erlinger Rambam. And the Rambam says the following thing. Hare ze oimer. Rambam is in Perek Zayin Alocha Hei. Hare ze oimer b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam lifnei shnayim. V'acha kach yitain la b'fnei hem. V'acha kach yitain la b'fnei hem. What's meduik in the Lashon of the Rambam? Then who has to be there? Which Edim? The same Edim have to be there. The Rambam doesn't say, "Raise the Omer b'fnei shnayim fanechta fanechtam v'yitein l'fnei shnayim v'achar kach yitein b'fnei hem." In front of the same Edim, you have to give the get. So the Rambam is meduik b'fnei nechtav and the Nesina have to be done in front of the same Edim. What do you mean?
That's the case. Why we don't have Edim Sira and have Edim Sira anymore?
Hold on.
How do you need both jobs? You have to give it, say it, and also an aid also?
He gives it, says it, and is an aid. Well, we're talking about, no, Rabbi Kivay is talking when he's not in Eretz Yisrael, when we're not in Eretz, when we're not in Chutz Laretz. He's not saying Fanachta Fanachtam. I assume. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, he would talk to, yeah, I mean, you're going to have two anyways. You're not going to need him there. Akoponim, Lefizeh, L'choy, we understand that the din of the Nesina, the din of the Mira is really all one din. That's what Yossi is saying, that L'choy, Lefizeh, we understand that it's not really two dinim, it's all one din. What's the pshat? Because we said that Chazal v'koyveh, b'fanechtu v'fanechtu, is a chelik of the Nesina. So when the Torah says the Nesina, b'fnei kama noisnoila, that's why the Lashon of the Mishnah, b'fnei kama of the Gemara, b'fnei kama noisnoila, we're discussing the Nesina. That's the kasha of the Rajba. Why are you telling me the Nesina needs to ask the Amira of the Nesina? The Amira needs to ask the Nesina of the Nesina. But either way, it's a discussion on the Nesina. This is all the Nesina. It's all the same thing. Therefore, says the Rambam, the same Edim that have to be there for the Fanachtam have to be there also for the Nesina itself, because they're being made on the Nesina. That's the Edus on the Nesina.
So it's really all one big discussion.
There, it's all one big discussion. Exactly. Okay.
Like the Gemara, give it again.
What'd you say? Like the Gemara that says, give it again. Yeah. Gemara, we medak the Gemara later on. It says, Ketz Yatsa Yachsav Yitlanu, give it again. Why? Because the Nesina was possible. It's all done in the Nesina. Vosok Rashi, Rabbi say. Rashi says, when they come and listen to Hashliach, the Fisha Ein Bekiyin. It says, Rashi Hilkoch Betrei Sagi, Dilahavi Sadi, Do Omer Shliach, Ufari Nechtav, Yossi Baal Su Ma'arer, Loi Mashkechinon Bey. Says Rashi, if it's just according to the mandate of Visha Ein Bekiyin Lishma, so then all you have to do is be made in front of two, and then if the Baal is going to be Ma'arer, we won't listen to him anymore. We won't listen to the Baal anymore. Why won't we listen to the Baal?
Because
we now have Eidos that the Shliach said Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Once the Shliach says Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, do we believe the Baal? No. So we would need someone to tell us that he said Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Did he say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam in Beis Din?
No.
He said in front of two. So how are we going to know that he said Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam? Those two Eidim are going to come where? In Beis Din. So we're going to end up eventually in front of how many people?
Three.
But right now, the Shliach only has to say in front of two, so that way, if the Baal ever comes in, what's the Shliach going to do? Well, what are the Edom going to do? They're going to go to Beis Din, and then the Shliach won't be believed anymore. And the Baal won't be believed anymore, right. Sorry. Okay. So again, right now, all the Baal has to do is be made in front of two. Those two will later tell us that the Shliach said, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Asks Reb David Pavarsky a kasha. It took me a while to figure out what his kasha was. Reb David asks a question. He says, why do I need the shliach to be made in front of two? The shliach should be made in front of one. And then the shliach and that one will later go to Beis Din and tell us that he said, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Yes. Why can't what? So it's a similar type of question as Reb Kiv Eger. That's why it's part of why we're Reb Kiv Eger first. He's saying like this: the shliach comes in and he says, he could say it in front of one, and then if the baal comes in his ma'ar later, let him and that one come later and say, look, the shliach said b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So I think Pasha Pshat, this kasha is not shver. He's going back to Chutz Laaretz. Shliach's leaving.
He testified himself that he did something?
Oh, that's the other thing. Good. We'll get to that. But I think before we get to Pini's Taina, Rabbi Kamenetsky, I think, is the Pashtus. But we're like, you can't rely on the shliach. He's out of here. Shliach's leaving. We want to put something in place that's going to remain, even though the shliach's not staying here. We don't have a riot that the Edom are going to stay, but these are Edom from here. The Shliach we know is not from here. The Shliach is coming from Medina Sayyam. So the Shliach's not staying.
Why can't we get Edom to be my Edom?
That's what we're doing. He's saying in front of two Edom. He's going to say in front of two, and they're going to say he said and that's going to be enough. But to rely on him and an Edom is not good because he's not going to stay here. To rely on two of them, okay, that's already likely that is going to work. The Shaila is, but what happened in the din of Asyuhu Beitrei? What was the din of Asyuhu Beitrei? We said you don't have to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Why not? Rashi said, because you have Eidim Metzuyim L'Kaimai.
Even though they might
live themselves. That's Toys Kasha. To keep a Talilu, you're going to keep them, make them stay here?
Two Shluchim come, they're obviously probably.
But they go to Bezin with you guys, right?
Why would you serve other people?
What?
They're going back home.
Why? Because it's two. That's why they're going back home. And if it's one, then they're not going back home.
He's going to do a shliach. Yeah. Why? Going for business, coming back.
So he's going back.
Maybe the two are going for business and coming going right back.
They're
So two guys are coming, they go to Bezin, you know? They don't say anything, they just went to Bezin, and Bezin made, and these two guys came.
But they don't say b'fanachta b'fanachta. So what Rashi says over there is that if the Baal becomes even ma'ar, they'll be here in order to they'll be a shuyin l'kaimli. They'll be able to be made. What do you mean? But they're not going to be here.
It's on record in the days that they came in.
But they didn't say anything.
They don't have to.
But Rashi says what we're doing is that when they that Tosfos says that they come into the Baal sent them and therefore they don't have to. It's a kiyum according to Rashi. The Chayra we're saying that over there you don't need a kiyum because they're eidim mitzuyim lekaim. What does it mean mitzuyim lekaim? They're not mitzuyim lekaim. They're leaving. So the Chayra the pshat is that over there Rashi's saying that that's the Torah wasn't mechayiv you to say b'fanechta b'fanechtam. It's not that over there we've established the over here we're coming to do something to be mesalik the chshash. Over there the Torah was never mechayiv anything because you have eidim. Ein achnayim eidim might leave. Okay, but that's because b'shas ma'isa you don't have to falaz on the shliach ha'mevi. Therefore, there was never takana to say b'fanechta b'fanechtam over there. And Achanami over here, that's why you need two, and the Baal's not going to be good. That'll be the answer to David's Kasha. Because the Shliach himself might leave. The Shliach leaves, and you can't rely on the Shliach to establish the Kiyum, or to establish the Lishma. Therefore, we have to do it in front of two. The other thing, which is the Chayra, not Pashit, is according to what Pini was asking. Pini's asking the Chayra that you're making the Shliach being made on something that he did. Shliach has to say Fanachta Fanachtam. So he's Ki'ilu now testifying, I said b'fanechta b'fanechtam. How do we trust him that he said that?
Isn't that the
chiddush? No, because usually shliach nasa aid. No, usually shliach nasa aid is what is he coming to say? B'fanechta b'fanechtam. Right? So there, he's being made that it was b'fanechta b'fanechtam. Not being made about himself. He's being made about the get. It was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me. Now he's being made, and he's saying, or Provaisky wants him to do that. Yesterday I said b'fanenachta b'fanenachtam. He's being made on himself now. Right.
So then he's not a shliach, and then he becomes an aid on his own shliachos. So he is becoming an aid on his own shliachos.
I didn't understand.
We had a pshat that said that. Yeah. The two aidim that happen, what happens is he comes as a shlichus, as a baal, and as a baal davar, and then they're the first. It's not aidim.
Okay, we didn't get to baal davar yet. We'll get to that. Hold on, we'll get to that. We'll have to. Regular shlich nasa aid. The shlich is just being made about the get. The get was written in front of me, not written in front of me. Over here, he said that yesterday. And now we want him to come back again today and say, yesterday I said Eidos. So what's he really saying? Yesterday I said Eidos. That's being made about himself. If he's coming to say Eidos, he's talking about the get. Either I'll say the Eidos or he won't say the Eidos. It was written in front of me, it wasn't written in front of me. Okay, that's Eidos on the get. But over here we're saying, let him be made of Fanenechtam and let him come in tomorrow and say that yesterday I said the Eidos. Then he's being made mamish about himself. I said Eidos yesterday. That's Pini's Taina. L'chayra, you can't, it's not so clear. A person can be made that he was made. It's being made on himself. What?
Ricky Reagan can speak about being a star for Kiyum?
Yeah. Okay. So Rashi says, according to Mandom and the Fishayin became Lishma, two is enough. According to Mandom and the Fishayin and Mitzuyim Lekaimai, says Rashi, Kiyum and the Kiyumahu, Be'inan Tlasa, Kedamina Be'aksubis, Perek Shein and the Kiyum Shtaris Bishloisha. The Shaila is, what's the difference between the Manda Amma that says it's b'fan of, that it's Als Lishma, or the Manda Amma that says it's Als Kiyum? Why does Kiyum have to be Bishloisha? Because you want to do the Kiyum now. Why do you want to do the Kiyum now? Says the Pnei Yeshua, L'chayra, we're going to have a problem of Eid Mipi Eid. How does Rashi say before that Trey Sagi, because those Eidim will be made that he said b'fanech d'fanenechtam. L'chur, it's 8 mi p'8.
Why is it 8 mi p'8?
8 mi p'8
is me telling you,
you
heard there's
b'fanenechtam.
By the
Shliach
coming and saying b'fanenechtam in front of them, it's not
8 mi p'8. No, but the Shliach only said it. Listen, I understand, listen. The Shliach said in front of 2 Eidim. Now, Bezdin didn't hear it. How's Bezdin going to find out? The 2 Eidim are going to walk in and say that he told us b'fanenechtam d'fanenechtam. So they are bringing what he said into Bezdin. That's Eid Mipiyet. That's the question of the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that Ein Hachanami, it is Eid Mipiyet. But it's okay, because over here it's really only a din of lishma, a din of isurim. This is kimat mila b'mila, the pshat of the Ritva. The Ritva says that the reason why over here you can believe by lishma the shliach is only in front of two is because it's only as a din of isurim. Masha'en came in a gate to kiyum, where as a din of that it needs tray, the ritz was mechalik between whether we brought the nemanus of the shliach up or we lowered the amount that you need. Says the ritz of benegay to lishma, we said all you need is isurin. Benegay to kiyum, we said that the shliach is kebay tray.
No longer ibbied, he's still neman.
And therefore, it's not a problem of ibbied because by isurin ibbied is neman. So it is ibbied, and ibbied is fine. Asks the Pnei Yeshua Ibazeh, so why does Rashi need two? Why do you need two for? So why didn't just say in front of one?
Says there. No,
it's not a tray.
No, but it's, that's why you need two.
You need made the ball comes need two one, in order to make a level.
What?
The ball comes against one, it's a kabbalah.
And.
No, Pnei Yeshua says you need made of dye in order to make.
So that's the answer. That's basically the answer. The Gemara. So it says the Ritz. For the reason is because of made dye. The only reason you do it in front of two is because of Medak Daik. And that's what the Ritva says. And the Pnei Yeshua tries to say that's Pshat and Rashi.
Ritva says
that
Pnei
Yeshua
doesn't
make a Nema Katre.
What?
No, not a Nema Katre. No. He says... He just means that... It just means he's Nema Katre. It doesn't make Katre, Mamash. And that's what the Ritz is pshat in the Gemara. So really, Bifnei Shnayim doesn't really need Bifnei Shnayim. And the Pnei Yeshua says that is Loshon of Rashi, Atzach v'ametzuchzach, that's Borut b'kavanosu, that's what Rashi means. What'd you say?
It is
a Borut
Shnayim.
That's why you need in front of two. In other words, you don't be'etzem need in front of two. How many people really have to be made over here? You only need one to be made. So in other words, according to the Ritva, the shliach goes in front of two and says, v'fanei nechtam. What happens if one of those two comes to Bezdin and tells us that he said in front of two, v'fanei nechtam, it'll be good. You only need the two in order to make it Medak Dayik. The Medak Dayik is on the shliach. But once the shliach is Medak Dayik, now I can have one say that he said in front of two. Rashi's not mashmazeh. Rashi says, l'chayra. It's the same thing. Hilkach betray Sagi de Dahavi Sahadi. They will be his edim, Rashi says. You need edim that he said in front of Echtam. According to the Pnei Yeshua, you only need one. According to the Ritva, you only need one. So what do you need two for? Just to create a matzav of made of daik. So the Chayra.
Why do you have two?
You only need two to make made of daik. In other words, we want the shliach to say it in front of two, therefore the shliach will be more careful. So that's true. So then the two aren't really his edim. Really, one of them has to be his edim. You just need two in order to create an environment of Medak Daik. L'chayra pshat in the Rashi is going to have to be like the Me'iri. The Me'iri says a whole different pshat than Rashi, than the Ritva. Again, Rashi says the reason why, according to the Manda Omar that says that you need three, he says it's because kiyum shtaris b'shloisha. Rashi doesn't make mention of the fact that kabbalas edus needs shloisha. Rashi doesn't ever mention kabbalas edus. It could be according to Rashi, it's taka not kabbalas edus. So why is it that kiyum shtaris needs three? For a different reason, because it's kiyum shtaris. So what type of edus is this? Comes along the Me'iri and says this is an edus which he calls a bal dover. It's a totally different type of edus. It's not edachot. It's not Shrei, it's Baal Dover. Says the Me'iri, a Baal Dover doesn't need Kabbalas Eidus. But there's a special Nehmanus of Baal Dover. Now, when the Shliach walks in and says, b'fanei nechtam, what's the Nehmanus he has, Mikoyach Baal Dover? Does anyone else have the Nehmanus of Baal Dover? No. So therefore, if anyone's going to have to tell us that the Shliach said, b'fanei nechtam, how many people are we going to need? We're going to need two. Because this is a regular in Torah. The Ritva says, we're going to down this like Isser. We're going to down this like Isser, all we're going to need is one. For the Shliach, for anyone saying in the name of the Shliach, it's not a problem. He's not saying Eidus. He's a Baal Dover. The Baal Dover doesn't need, hold on a second. Baal Dover doesn't need three. So he's going to say in front of two. They're going to have to say it in front of three. Why? They're not Neman, each one by themselves, because you need two Edim. They're not a Baal Dover. So therefore, they're going to need two. Why does Rava need three? Because Kiyum Shtaris needs three. Because in order to create a Kiyum Shtaris, you need three. Not because of Kabbalah Seidus. Rashi, the Ritva, Rashi and the Meiri make no mention of Kabbalah Seidus Bechlal. It's not Eidus. He's a Baal Dover. The Ritva says the Nafkamina between. Rava and Rava is as follows. According to Rava, it's Erech and Amri Surin. According to Rava, it's Trey Eidim. So according to Rava, that's Trey Eidim, you have to do it in front of three. Kabbalah Seidus is Bishlosha, that's why you need three. According to Rabbah, where it's only Erech and Bisurin, really Eid Mi Piyed is fine, therefore you can really do it in front of one. The only reason you need two is for Medak Dayek. Rashi and the Miri say differently. No, this is not Erech and Bisurin, and it's not Ketre, it's neither. It's the Manas of Baal Dover. Therefore what? The Baal Dover doesn't have to say Eidus in Bezdin. He's not saying Eidus. It's not a problem of Eid Mi Piyed, because the Shliach is not an Eid, he's a Baal Dover. But when he says the Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam, whoever's going to bring that in front of Bezdin is going to have to be two Eidim. Why? Because it's not Yisurin. We didn't say it's as a din like Yisurin, therefore I'm going to need two Eidim. So, according to Rabbah, I have the Baal Dover saying that it was Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam, and two Eidim will bring it to Bezdin. That's why I need two. According to Rava, I need to make a Kiyum. In order to have the Kiyum, I'm going to need it to be in front of three, not for Kabbalah's Eidus. But if I want to do Kiyum Shtaris, is Bishloisha. The Chor, that's going to be Pshat according to Rashi. No, it's a special Nem. I hear. It seems to be that the Miri saying is a special Nemonis that we're creating of Baal Dover. It's not the regular Baal Dover. I hear it could be, depends on how you understand Shlichus. Maybe, could be. I hear, could be. We just have to finish with one last nekuda, which is, according to Rava, why do we have to do the Kiyum now? According to Rava also, can't the Baal Dover say Befanan Echta Befanan Echtam and have Edim bring it later on to Bezdin to do the Kiyum later? It's not Edim P.A. because he's not Eidus, it's Baal Dover. And if Rava holds it is Eidus, then you need three, not just for the Kiyum Shtaris, you need three just for the Kabbalah's Eidus. Why does Rashi say for the Kiyum Shtaris? It seems that Rashi holds, even in Rava, it's Taka not going to be Kabbalah's Eidus. It's Baal Dover. But for some reason, in Rava, we have to finish the Din Torah now. In Rava, we can finish the Din Torah later. In Rava, we need to make the Kiyum Shtaris now. In Rava, we can finalize the Lishma later. What's the difference? Comes Reb Nochum Pertzavitz, and he says the following insight. He says as follows. What would happen if the Baal would walk in and say the get was written not lishma? Would we have a chashash d'oraisa?
No.
The Baal walks in and says the get was not lishma. We have a chashash d'oraisa? No. Why not? Why is only chashash d'rabanan? Roy Vikin. Stam Sefer Dayim Megmiri. Even if the Baal is Ma'arach, chashash only midrabanan. So can we allow a shliach midrabanan to take care of a chashash that comes after the Baal's Ma'ar? Sure. It's a dirabanan and dirabanan, everything's good. But what would happen if the Baal comes in his Ma'ar that gets mizuyif? The Baal comes in Ma'ar that gets mizuyif. Is that chashash going to be a chashash midrabanan or a chashash diraisa? We brought a diak in Rashi on Daf, Beis Amid Aleph, that Rashi in the end of the Mishnah says, Im Yeshel of Oren Yiskayim B'choy Samav. Rashi says, what Kiyum Chesimus can you do? Only two types. Either the Shliach, the Eidim themselves, or other Eidim. What about Dimu Shtaris? Rashi doesn't mention. He said, why not? Because if the Baal is Ma'arer, then already it's a Chashash D'Oraisa on the get, and Dimu Shtaris won't help. Which means that maybe Rashi holds that once the Baal is Ma'arer, we have a Chashash D'Oraisa on this get. So the Shliach has to get here before the Baal is Ma'arer. So can the Shliach say in front of two, and when the Baal comes, then when those two people will come into Bezdin, will that work for us? That will work. Because once the Baal gets into Bezdin, this get has just been destroyed. It's now, now the get is pasul medira and raisa. And the fanachta is not going to help you. We need the shliach to get in before the baal gets in. And he has to say fanachta before the baal comes. So therefore, we need kiyum shtaris right now. What's kiyum shtaris? Shloisha. Kiyum shtaris is b'shloisha. So according to Rabbah, we'll deal with it later. When the baal is ma'arer, so then the Edom will come in. Why do you need two Edom? Because it's Davish Be'erva. It's a Din D'Rabbanan, but it's Davish Be'erva. How does the Shliach work? Oh, that's Baal Davar. What about according to Rava? According to Rava, we have to deal with it now. We need Kiyum Shtaris. Kiyum Shtaris is B'Shleisha. L'Chayra, this is Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina. But the Gemara slugs it up, says the Gemara, Rabbis Le Derava, there's no way that you could say over here that that's the Biro Machlaikas. It's a nice try. Doesn't work out with the Shitas, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't work out, Rabbis Le Derava. So now the Gemara says, really arguing about something else. They're talking about Shlech Nasa Eid, the Eid Nasa Dayan. That's the Machlaikas. Manda Omar, that it's Bifnei Shnayim, Sovar, Shlech Nasa Eid, the Eid Nasa Dayan. Manda Omar, Bifnei Shlesha, Sovar, Shlech Nasa Eid, the Eid Nasa Dayan. So, first, let's get it clear. Does everyone hold Shliach Nasa Eid?
Yes.
Does everyone hold Shliach Nasa Eid?
Yeah.
The only machlekes is whether or not Eid is Nasa Dayan. So why does the Gemara bring in Shliach Nasa Eid for? The Gemara should say it's a machlekes if Eid Nasa Dayan or Eid Nasa Dayan. Why are we mentioning Shliach Nasa Eid? That's not part of the discussion.
You would think everyone would also hold that
Eid
Nasa Dayan because
Shliach Nasa Eid. Oh, so the Shaila is maybe what Yoni is saying is that Kihechi, that Shliach is Nasa Eid, I would think Eid Nasa Dayan. Just like Shliach is Nasa Eid, also Eid should be Nasa Dayan. The question is, what does Shliach Nasa Eid have to do with Eid Nasa Dayan?
Isn't this the Shliach itself?
What do the two have to do with each other? What's the suffix, the Shaila of Shliach Nasa Eid? What's the Shaila of Eid Nasa Dayan? What's the discussion? What do they have to do with each other? That, Beis Hashem, we will continue with and more, hopefully, tomorrow.
We're talking about the story. This shliach becomes the aid.